Okay. First, just to explain halacha of what happened today, okay, about tachnun. The din is that certain times, besides chagim, there's certain times that you don't see tachnun because of the celebrations of the community. 1 second. That's a shechiyonu, not tachnun. So now, if a chassan who got married is in shul for the 7 days, there's no tachnun. If it's a second marriage for both, there's no tachnun 3 days. The day of the chasana, even let's say the wedding's at night, but shachris in the morning of the, let's say you're getting married Tuesday night, so Tuesday, if the chasana is in shul, there's no tachnun. Okay, that's about marriage. If he's not in the shul, you say tachnun. Right. Now, another thing is, if a father of the baby, of a bris milah, or the sandik, or the moyo, are in a shul, even though the bris is not taking place in that shul. The bris is taking place somewhere else. But they come to davening in the morning, whether it's the moyo, the sandik, or the father of the baby, again, the minya doesn't say tachnun. Another thing it says, b'shekneses sheyesh b'milah b'isayim, which means that if a shul is having a bris milah that day, even if the father's not there, the sandik's not there, the moyel's not there, but if the bris is in the shul, that shachris, the shul does not say tachnun. So let's say, for instance, this morning, the 7 o'clock minyan, shouldn't have said tachnun. I don't know if they did or not.
No,
shouldn't
they did
have.
Not. They didn't.
Okay. What else is there?
What if it's in the afternoon?
1 second. If the bris is in that day in the shul, it doesn't matter if the bris is in the afternoon or not. Shachris, before the bris, you don't say tachnun, okay? Now, mincha after the bris, it says in Allah, you do say tachnun. Even if the father, the sandik, or the moyel are in shul, but it's after the bris, right. I'm sorry. For mincha, you do say tachnun. 1 second. If you're davening what's called Eitzel Hatinik, meaning if right after the bris you made a minyan for mincha, so then that mincha you don't say tachnun. But if mincha they're going somewhere else to shul, even if the sandik, the moyel, and everybody together is in shul, you still say tachnun. That's the clear din in Shulchan Aruch. What?
What happens like this morning, you don't say tachnun. For some reason, he decides that he wants to have the bris somewhere else.
Afterwards?
Afterwards.
So, what do you want to know?
You didn't say tachnun, but the place has changed. It's not here, and you're going to be that it will be here.
So everybody has to put $25 into the pushka. That's if it's in this shul.
Okay.
And then they're fine.
25?
25 pennies.
That's the first minyan. No, if you didn't say tachnun, you didn't say tachnun. Now there's a very interesting discussion in halacha. And davening in shul, there's a bris going to be in shul. Or the males, there's sandik's there. Or chosin's there. Before davening, you say korbanis. So like after Adrein Olam, it says, there's a paragraph before the akedah that it says, if you don't say tachnun, you don't say it.
Yeah.
After that, we bring in shul. There's a few, right. So now, if somebody has a chosin in shul that day, he's there already. That part of davening, do you say that tachnun or not? That part that it says that you normally don't. So it's interesting. Says the Shulchan writes that part you do say. Why? That's not the minyan anymore. You're davening that as an individual.
You say that at home.
Yeah, but I'm saying, no, if you say it at home, you have to say it. But if you, the Says the Shulchan says, even if you're in shul, and there's a bris, or there's a the minyan doesn't say tachnun, but that's only the things you say as a minyan. What you say korbanos before, so Kseis HaShulchan says you do say, but Leper Larabanim does. They disagree with that, and they hold that you don't say it either. Now the sandik and the mayel, if they're doing a bris or the father or the whatever, so they don't say those parts. Even before davening. But I mean, anyway, if you're in shul and there's a bris, you don't say those parts either. Just saying, there's an excessive shulchan that says you would say those things because it's not actually part of the minyan's davening. Okay, that's as far as just to explain what happened. Achnas sefer Torah, the Friedrich Rebbe, it's a big chiddush of the Friedrich Rebbe because the Welt doesn't do that. That you don't see tachlin the whole day. What? When you bring in a sefer Torah, the day you bring in a sefer Torah, there's no tachlin the whole day.
In that shul or anywhere you
go? In the city, but in the city is a very broad term. Yeah, but in other words, it means like this. It doesn't mean if there's achnas sefer Torah in Manhattan, the whole Brooklyn doesn't say tachlin. That's not what it means. It means. In the Friedrich Rebbe is talking about the shtetl. So there's one shul in the shtetl and there's a whole community. If you have achnas sefer Torah, that community, meaning that shul, doesn't say tachnun for the day. But all the other places say tachnun.
For the day means...
Shachar se mincha.
Mincha is 1 o'clock and the bris is 3 o'clock.
If mincha is before the bris, then you don't say tachnun at mincha either. If, again, it's in the shul or whatever. Huh? The mail or sandik or something like that. When you achnos sefer Torah in Moshul, and I hear, if it's a lebreis achnos sefer Torah and there's nothing to do with our shul or piko or whatever, you say tachnun. Because it doesn't make sense. Huh? Doesn't, if you're part of that community, then you don't say tachnun. What? Again, if it's one community, yes. If it's different communities, then nobody even knows about it. They're not going or whatever. There's no reason not to say tachnun. Then you say tachnun. Okay, let's get back to where we're learning about. The last thing we're learning about the fast day of Chosin and Kala, the day they get married. We discussed that the question is, okay, there's two reasons for the fast, we learned. One reason is it's like your mini Yom Kippur. The other reason is you shouldn't be drunk at the chuppah. Because you have to know when you give the ring that you've been doing what you do.
Huh? Should be or shouldn't be?
You shouldn't be drunk. Now, so the difference we said, the difference between the two, the difference between the two reasons is a difference in halacha. For instance, if the wedding's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Now, could they eat after the chuppah or not? Now, if the reason is because it's your Yom Kippur, so then you shouldn't fast. I'm sorry, you should fast even after the chuppah. If it's the reason because you shouldn't be drunk, so then as soon as the wedding's over, you did the kedusha, right? You can go drink. It's not an issue. And we said there was a discussion where this is from. There was a Kapishnitzer wedding in Lubavitch. His name was Zalman Gerari, married the Kapishnitzer Rebbe's daughter. And the Rebbe was at the wedding and the Kapishnitzer Rebbe, and they were very, very close. And the Rebbe was printed already. The Rebbe was discussing with the Kapishnitzer what their minig is if after, you know, the chuppah, if it's during the day, if you say tachnun or not. But the Rebbe said our minig is we don't say tachnun, which means, I'm sorry, fasting. I'm talking. You're right. We don't fast after the chuppah, and that's the Pearl Hour meaning that we don't fast. I don't think anybody fasts after the chuppah. No, 1 second. There's another interesting thing. A chosin on the day of the chuppah says al chet et mincha. Chosin says al chet et mincha. That the din is even if it's a day that the chosin doesn't fast. For instance, the shchedish a chosin doesn't fast. So the question is, first of all, Nalach says you should make it up, like Erev Rosh Chodesh, a different day. But let's leave that out for a second. If a chassan, let's say the wedding's Rosh Chodesh, and you don't fast, nevertheless, almost all the poskim write, you still say Al-Chet. You still say Al-Chet. But then there's an interesting shaila. What happens if the chuppah is before mincha, and then you're davening mincha after the chuppah, after the wedding? So then the chassan, they write, the chassan doesn't say al-chet, because by him it's already a yom tif. Even though yom tif doesn't mean you don't say al-chet, you don't say tachnun. Like Yom Kippur, you don't say tachnun, but you say al-chet. in a chosin, even though there's no tachin, on the day of the wedding, would say al chet in the mincha davening. Can Kiddush be made with grape juice, or does it have to be wine? The amount they drink under the chuppah, if they get drunk from that, they're immature, they shouldn't get married. No, I'm saying, they drink mamash and drop. Would be yaitzeh with grape juice the same way you yaitzeh Kiddush with grape juice? Is it the preferred way? No, it's not the preferred way. We mentioned when we were learning this dinim, that when the Rebbe had his heart attack in Lamed Ches in Shmini Atzeres at night, and the doctors wanted, it was Shmini Atzeres, so we still eating. Okay, I mentioned the story. The doctors came to the Rebbe and they told me he has to drink oranges to get some energy. So the Rebbe said, you have to make Kiddush. So he said, okay, make Kiddush. The Rebbe said, you have to go out to the sukkah. And then they brought the Rebbe grape juice. They didn't want the Rebbe to drink wine. So he brought the Rebbe grape juice, and the Rebbe said, you don't make Kiddush on grape juice, you make Kiddush on wine. So when the Rebbe is in the middle of a massive heart attack, the Rebbe went out to the sukkah with wine and made Kiddush.
But anyway, at that time, the Kiddush is all over when they drink the bracha.
The Kiddush, no, you drink the wine before the Kiddush. You make the bracha, then they drink the wine, and then the chassan puts the ring on the finger. But the second time they drink the wine, but that's already for the nisuin, not for the kedushin.
After the chuppah, they actually eat bread.
Yeah, it's a sudas mitzvah. Not good, those have to be gluten free. But even if for whatever reason it is, somebody doesn't fast on the day of the chuppah, but they're not allowed to drink mashka. They shouldn't eat a lot of food. They should eat basically the bare necessities of what they need to eat. We mentioned that in many places, especially by Sfardim, they're much more makel with the women fasting on the day of the chasna versus the men. But even that, it says in Halacha, many times women are not very good fasters. And, you know, they just can't. They call up, they can't fast the day of the, you know. So then the Halacha says they don't have to fast. It's not a very severe, strict fast. Okay, next. Okay, the day of the chasana, chasin kala have to sanctify themselves, is getting ready for the big day. Okay, next. The custom is, you make a chuppah under the sky, for simin bracha. Like it says, Hashem tzet Avram, ko yiyah zaracha kekechve ha-shamayim. So the reason why you make a chuppah outside is a simin bracha. Huh? Because by the beach it's probably too dark or not sneezdik. It depends when you're making the brit, the wedding. When you're making the wedding. But there's a very interesting machlekes in Poskim. Today the most people are makel. In our circles we're not necessarily makel in it. If lechatchila chuppah has to be outside. And by us the minig is, even if it's pouring storms, we still only make the chuppah outside. Many of the frum people, they make it outside. If it rains, they take the chuppah inside. In our circles, in fact, there's a letter from the Rebbe. Somebody asked the Rebbe about that, and the Rebbe said, the Rebbe's wedding was very cold. It was the middle of Kislev. The Rebbe's wedding was very, very cold in Atfusk when he got married. But I have an uncle that got married, the Rebbe's secretary. He got married. It was, and New York level, it was a massive storm. For New York, not California, when it drizzles, it's a storm. Saying in New York, you know the rains in New York. This was a massive storm. The streets were flooded to the extent that over there, I was a kid, but I was at his wedding. I remember vaguely the wedding a little bit. But I remember that they didn't have the Crown Heights chasanis then. Later on, the Rebbe said, you should make chasanis. So they would have the Kabbalists put him in a hall, let's say in Williamsburg, wherever it was, and then they would come to some 70 by buses for the chuppah, and after the chuppah, they went back to the hall with buses. That's the way it was. And there was a guy, the Geshe Mendel Gerelik, his kala was from Pittsburgh, Rabbi Shon Posner's daughter. And he got married, and the chsuda was in Pittsburgh. And he wanted the Rebbe to be Masada Kedushin. So the chuppah was in Crown Heights, 770. And then they had to go by plane to Pittsburgh for the suda. And it was delayed, the suda was... I heard about it. It was a well-known story. The suda happened to be... The Chosin Kalik came very late to the chasana because the plane was delayed or whatever it is. In those days, it wasn't like today, the planes are more or less on time. Not anymore, but they used to be. So anyway, so here's chasana. The buses, a lot of buses got stuck on the way to the chuppah. The streets were so flooded in New York. And the Rebbe was Masada Kedushin. I saw pictures of it later. The Rebbe was Masada Kedushin, and it was pouring, and they held umbrellas over the Rebbe's head. That was it. They had the chuppah outside.
Under the chuppah, you can have an umbrella?
Yeah, what's the difference than the covering of the chuppah? But the chuppah should be outside. Now, so the Shaila is... Oh, it's late. Okay, we'll talk about this tomorrow.